Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go. Three powerful tools that turn insight into revenue. The only thing certain in life is that everything is subject to change, including life, and that applies to your business as well. So here now to tell us why you shouldn't be afraid to reinvent your business is Victoria Egan. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Rav Industries with an underscore, ARV underscore Industries. Victoria, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. Hi. Thanks for having me on. I have been selling on eBay for just under 11 years or so, and seriously selling as more than just a hobby seller for about 9 years.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That's so. I'm
she's an old timer.
Yeah, I'm putting her eBay ID into. Nice stuff. First thing I came up with was Betsy Johnson women's medium blue purple paisley bell sleeve dress. Griff, you would like this.
I would, yes.
Yes, you would.
I'm going to buy it and wear it.
So we're talking about reinventing your business. So what prompted your change in selling focus and strategy?
Primarily, I started out as an antiques and collectibles seller. My husband and I did it just as a hobby. We both worked full-time. And a few years ago, I decided to leave the real work world and focus specifically on online selling. And so really did a lot of auctions and things with, again, antiques and collectibles. I focused on a lot of, I love dolls and antique clothing and pretty much anything that, you know, struck my fancy. So I learned a lot, I would say a little bit about a lot of things, you know, kind of a jack of all trades.
Sure.
And then 3 years ago, my husband and I decided to make the move from New England, which is rich with antiques, to Las Vegas, which is bereft of antiques.
Bereft,
so,
I love that word.
Thanks. So we had to change our strategy. We found a lot of auction houses here, and the way that we used to pick or buy antiques had to change because what we found here was obviously a lack of antiques, but when we were able to find them, they were priced so high there really wasn't a lot of meat left on the bone for a reseller.
Yeah.
So I just started selling more. I did more thrifting, I guess, and yard sales and getting more into clothing. Previously, I hated clothing, unless it was something really great vintage. It's a lot more difficult to list. It's a lot more details involved. So I started learning how to thrift and going to Savers and yard sales and things like that. So we probably sell a lot more items for a little bit more money than we used to make doing antiques. There's a little bit more labor intense.
Sure.
Maybe not quite as original or different and exciting items, but I still love the thrill of the hunt. And I've just learned to hunt for different things.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Americana out here in the West. Where in New England were you located?
I lived in Rhode Island for 38 years. Smallest town in the smallest state, and I never left a 10-mile radius as far as where I lived.
What was the town?
And then, West Warwick, Rhode Island.
Oh, yes, I know where it is. Yeah.
I lived in Newport when I was a little girl.
A little rich girl.
Oh,
a little
okay.
Girl. I was not rich. My father was in the military, was sent there after World War II to train people in how to be a deep sea diver.
And when she was little, she used to clean the breakers.
The Naval College, yeah. So,
very nice.
Griff, you've got to see the store.
I'm looking at it right now. There's lots of stuff in it.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
Very unusual design of a store. I've never seen one like this.
There's a coffee mug here. It's got a rainbow all around it, and it's built at a terrible slant, and it says, I'm so gay, even my coffee, I can't even think straight, and it's all, like, crooked.
Okay.
You're going to buy that from me, aren't you?
Where is it? I'm looking at clocks, radios, toys and games.
It's under collectibles.
Glass and pottery. Oh, it's under collectibles?
Don't buy it from me. Or do. I'm trying all sorts of psychology here.
So what do I click on? How did you find it?
I'm looking under the entire collectibles.
Oh, you're not
category.
Oh, the collectibles category.
Yeah, her collectibles. There's a lot of them.
Okay.
A lot
of subcategories. Yeah, I know, a lot.
Oh, and you've got one called Curiosity Shop. This is so cute. If you go to her store, which is RAV-Industries.
Yeah.
And you look at this store, it's so cute. Like this, it's done like a building. You know, like old buildings, like in New York or wherever.
That was designed several years ago by someone that I had met on the eBay boards years ago on one of the power sellers boards.
Oh.
When we used to do storefronts. And it was a little bit, I still love it, so I haven't changed it too much. But it was designed with an idea that I had and then sent to a designer. I don't even know if they still sell on eBay, but one of those eBay friends that I have made along the way.
Well, it's very cute.
Oh, is that a picture of you on the chat board? Do you have red hair?
It could be.
And a big tattoo?
I do. I have pink hair.
Oh,
yep,
look at you.
Me.
Aren't you? Well, aren't you just adorable with all your stuff? Your good friend Tiki Pug Music, Jason, posted a photo of you.
Yes, I'm at his house right now. It's a little more quiet than mine. My dogs tend to flip out every time I get on the phone for some reason. So.
Wait a minute. Is that a picture of his house?
That is. That's a picture of one of his tiki bars in his one of his living rooms.
Wow, Jason, I had
How
no
many
idea.
Tiki bars does he have?
Two. I think two tiki bars, and then if you don't count the one outside in the backyard.
One in the kitchen, too.
One in the kitchen. Oh, yeah,
oh there he is in the background. Oh, Jason. Unbelievable.
Oh, you're so cute.
So what he does is anything related to...
What a pretty
woman. Anything related to Tiki, he just nails it up on the wall, apparently.
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
higgledy-piggledy.
He's got quite the eclectic collection.
Do you sell for other people?
I do. Yeah, my husband and I have been... we started out as eBay trading assistants when
that was
a thing.
Yeah.
And I did that for several years, and now that we've moved here, part of diversifying the business by changing out what I was selling is also changing how I've been selling. My next-door neighbor happens to be a professional organizer, and she refers me quite a few clients. She has a lot of hoarder clients, and we tend to, I'll go in and assess their collection and take their items and do a spreadsheet of what we have and what I think it will sell for, and we do a 50-50 cut and a contract and sell away,
so
and they get a check monthly.
Yikes.
So how long did it take you to reinvent your business? Did you do it little by little over a couple of years, or did you just go for it?
I pretty much went for it. I moved here and brought maybe three Rubbermaid totes full of inventory with me. I have always had somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 items in my store. Now you can see I'm somewhere around 1,600 or so. And I liquidated all of my inventory when we were going to move it, keeping only a few choice items that were, too good to let go of at yard sale prices. And once I got here, we had to build up from maybe 50 listings. My husband and I have done this together for the most part, although this is my baby, as he calls it. But I've been lucky to have his help all along.
So tell us three things you shouldn't fear when reinventing your business.
Don't be afraid of expanding into categories that you're not familiar with. If you're selling online, then you're familiar with how to use Google, and it is your friend. There is nothing that you can't go and purchase and not learn about just by getting on your computer. You can learn what it sells for. You can learn how it's made, where it's made, where it's going to go, what the market is for it. If something that you find interesting, something you would want to buy, buy it. Because if you want to buy it, I bet there's somebody else that would want to buy it.
Hmm.
So we shouldn't fear diversifying. Just go for it.
Just go for it. As you can see, I have dozens and dozens of categories. I'm not an expert at any one thing. I just like to dip my toe into many, many different things. If I think it's interesting, I'm going to buy it. You win some, you lose some. Sometimes, I don't do so well with my purchases. We've all been there.
If you
I hit it out of the bar.
Look up the definition of an entrepreneur, and in most cases, it will mention the word risk. We have to take a few risks, and eBay allows
Absolutely.
Us to do that so inexpensively. That's what I like about it. It's not like you have a brick and mortar store and you order 100 of something and you put them in your store and nobody buys it. There are ways to get rid of inventory now. And
exactly.
A lot of different ways. And eBay helps you with that. And I think that makes it really easy. So so you say don't be afraid to talk about what you do.
Yes. There's somewhat of a stigma, I think, with people that sell online or they sell on eBay. They say, oh, well, I just sell on eBay. I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, that's
true. People think it's not a real business. People think it's not a real business. It's as much of a real business as you make it. Be proud of what you do.
It's like they're apologizing.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I don't go to a 9-to-5 job. I'm sorry, that's not a real job. I work a lot harder and a lot more hours than 9-to-5, let me tell you.
All you need to say is you're a business owner. You sell online.
That's right.
You know, yep. It's
exactly.
And I did a little entrepreneurial tip about this recently, about business cards seem to be outdated, but they're not really. Because you can hand somebody a business card at a garage sale, in line at the bank, you talking to people in the grocery store, and they say, oh, I've always wanted to sell on eBay. Give them your card.
Exactly.
You never know. And so I always say have a business card, and you know what? You can get them printed up so cheaply on eBay.
That's true. Yeah.
So it works good. Well, you know what? You're a delight, and I love your picture.
Oh, thank you.
It's adorable.
Victoria, thank you so much. And say hello to Jason for us. This segment was sponsored by Campaign Go, 3 powerful tools that turn into revenue. We've got lines, 888-723-4630. Call us at eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods. When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6bit, home and hobby, small business, and enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.